Welcome to another edition of the Mason's Morsels Twitter Mailbag here on camera on DenverBroncos.com. I'm Andrew Mason, back with you to take some of your questions. And by the way, thanks to all of you for submitting your questions on Twitter. If you want to get in on the next mailbag for next week, tweet at me, at Mace Denver is my Twitter handle. Ask Mace is the hashtag, and we'll get as many of them as we can. Let's start with a question from Brian. His Twitter handle is Brooklyn48, and he wants to know, with Welker's injury concerns and with Norwood out, will the Broncos look for a slot wide receiver in the free agent market? I really don't see that happening, and that's because you look at the options the Broncos have internally. Andre Caldwell, they re-signed him back in March, and he's a guy who can go inside of the slot and play outside. He can play any of the three receiving spots. He did that last year, and you remember he filled in for Wes Welker when he had his second concussion back in December of 2013. You've also got Emmanuel Sanders, usually working on the outside, but he can also move into the slot. He did a lot of that in Pittsburgh as well. And if you did that, then you'd have the option of having Caldwell on the outside or Cody Latimer, the rookie out of Indiana, who's had a phenomenal training camp in preseason. He looks like he's earned some playing time. So really, if you're the Broncos right now, you know, it's tough losing Wes Welker. It's tough losing Jordan Norwood, but you've got the internal options to withstand that. Maybe if there's another injury, it might get shaky and you might do something to fortify the depth. But for now, the Broncos are in good shape with what they have, and they don't really need to go looking for someone else. Our second question comes from a friend of the Twitter program, friend of mine on Twitter, Justin Weber. He's been following me for a long time, and thanks for the question, Justin. He wants to know, if Denver does not sign a new kicker, would they be any worse off because they have Manning and could convert fourth down and 2 points often on 2-point conversions? Well, theoretically, that sounds like a possibility. I mean, we've seen some wild stuff on the high school level. We know about the coach in Arkansas who famously won't return punts, goes for on fourth down every time. So theoretically, it has some possibilities, but this is the reality of the NFL. I don't think that's going to work. There's too many conditions, too many situations where you need a kicker. I mean, just take this for example. You're up by 2 points late in the game. You score a touchdown, but you don't have a kicker. You're locked into going for two. So instead of having the near certain two score lead of 9 points, you've got the roughly 50-50 shot of going for two, and maybe you have a 10-point lead. Maybe you have an 8-point lead. That's the kind of situation that would preclude any team from going into the game without someone viable on place kick. So interesting theory, but you know, as we've seen on Tuesday when the Broncos traded for Brandon McManus from the New York Giants, looks like they've got some kicking options in mind. So I don't think you're going to see the Broncos go without a kicker, although it is an interesting theory. Thanks for your question, Justin. Thanks to everyone who submitted on Twitter. Like I said earlier, tweet at Mace Denver, hashtag Ask Mace, and get your questions in for the next mailbag, which will be on the Friday before the Colts game. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.